Someone told me that our brother Jeff Ridikop, Jeffrey, has volunteered to read this morning. And after Jeff reads, then I want to just say a word or two of introduction. We can get him to a microphone. First Samuel chapter 3 and verse 10. We want to go back to the mountaintop, young people. We want to stay a little longer in this portion that we ended on yesterday. So in particular, verse 10. And I'll give them to you as we go.
So just read verse 10?
Verse 10.
Okay. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth.
Verses 19, 20, and really all of chapter 4, if that would be okay. We may not cover it verse by verse, but let's have the public reading of the word.
And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan, even from Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. In chapter 4.
In 21 also. It was my mistake.
And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, and the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. And then chapter 4. Mm-hmm. And the word of the Lord, and the word of Samuel came to all Israel, and Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines pitched at Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel, and they joined battle. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel saith, wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. So the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth beneath the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Lord was come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God is come into the camp. And they said, woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? For they are the gods that smote the Egyptians and with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been unto you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter. For there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen, and the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army and came to Shiloh the same day. And his clothes were rent, and the earth was upon his head. And when he came, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside, watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of God. And when the man came unto the city, he told it, and the people cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, what meaneth this noise? The noise of this tumult. And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim, that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he said, what is there done, my son? And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead. And the ark of God was taken. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell from his seat, from off the seat backwards by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died, for he was an old man and heavy, and he judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas's wife, was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings of the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, that the woman that stood by said unto her, "Fear not, for thou hast borne a son." But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, "The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband." And she said, "The glory is departed from Israel, and the ark of God is taken."